You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. I hope people already are used to that my guests are mostly calling in into a radio from all around the world. So today, I have a great day. I have a great friend with us, and I have a gentleman who I know for almost 14 years now. His name is Peter Kasdalis. Hi, Peter.
Hello. Hello, Ilona.
Okay, that's Thank my you. Version. That's my accented version of your name. If you will say in your language, how you will pronunciate your name?
It's pronounced Peter Kasdaglis. I know it's kind of weird.
Kasdaglis. So yeah. It's all about accent. Yay! So accent on. So we are talking today with Peter, who is an art director specializing in design. He lives in Greece. And the town that you are from, you need to pronunciate for us.
The town I'm from is called Kavala. It's part of northern Greece. And now I'm living in Thessaloniki. It's like the second capital of Greece. It's a smaller version of Athens, let's say.
So how long you are on your own?
It's been 9 or 10 years.
So you know what? I'm very proud of you. Now, you graduated from University of Central Lancashire with a bachelor degree in graphic design and a master's degree in digital design. So I'm so proud of you. And you entered this world of design to explore your passion for art and aesthetics. Peter, you have great design portfolio. Like people see, or they will, most of people will listen to us on the LA Talk Radio, but people who want to watch us, please tune in to Facebook. Our video is there present. So just check Accent on Radio TV, or please go to Ilona Europa or on Instagram. I'm posting our interviews for everybody to see, so people can also see you. You're very young, you're really, really well-educated gentleman, and you have great portfolio, like I mentioned. So your portfolio includes work with clients such as Nintendo, Hellenic Broadcasting Corporation, ERT, Aristotle University, and now you add the name of your...
Hellenic.
Smart Foods, and numerous companies across Athens. So in a way, I think what is exciting for me is to tell people that we met 14 years ago, thanks to social media. Yeah. I think there wasn't even Facebook. Did we meet on Facebook or?
I think it was via email at first. I emailed you 14 years ago. Yeah, I saw your music, I heard your music in a video game on Nintendo Wii, and I was excited. I was a teenager, I think, and I was so obsessed with you. So I was like, yeah, I should try and message here. You responded at first, and I thought it was like a manager or something. But you shared your social media with me. I think I was beginning to design at that time. So I sent some of my work, initial work. I'd better not think about that work right now. And you were like, you became a fan, I think. I don't know. You believed in me, let's say. And we started talking and I was like so excited. And one of my dreams when I met you on social media was to talk to you one day and have a conversation. This is a dream come true for me. And thank you for inviting me.
Well, Peter, like you said, you were my fan of my music. I, from time to time, always I was clicking on your personal site on Facebook, and I was so proud of you because your design, your vision, the way how you were growing up and studying and, you know, going through your college and getting your degrees and masters, it was like I'm so proud of you. Really, really, you know. And I believe that thanks to social media and right now, thanks to Zoom, for the first time we see each other face to face. Obviously, we very well know each other's faces because I saw so many pictures of you and your family. Now I know your brother. I love your mama. You know, we are becoming friends too. So world is the most beautiful place to live in if we use social media in the right way. And we do. So today, I really, outside of you being a friend, I would love to introduce you to the world on Accent on Los Angeles talk radio station, one of the oldest one and so loved by millions of people all around the globe. And I'm hoping people will just check your designs, check your art, check your agency, and who knows, maybe you will get clients from another continent, from another country, because we know that vision is just, how you say, everybody all around the world is on the way via email or little Instagram or whatever message it could be. So let's talk about you as a businessman. You founded your company that is called Gullwing in 2017. So tell us a little bit about your company.
I started working after finishing my college and getting my college degree. I started freelancing mainly. And after getting bigger and bigger jobs as the time went on, I decided to open Gullwing, which is a creative agency comprised of design, offering design services and video production services. Our expertise, let's say, is documentaries on the video production side. And on the design side, it's mainly branding and logotype design, stationery, you know, designing the image of a company. Our documentary debut was called The Wings of the First World War. It has been co-produced and broadcasted by Cosmote TV. It's a subscription TV service here in Greece. It's like the Netflix of Greece, basically. It has been a really successful debut, thank God.
But this is something really, really not so simple. You just give us this beautiful line, or, you know, this is a documentary film, Wings of the Great War. And then you'll be talking to us also about Past in Color, because there are two wonderful documentary series that you are producing. But this, your documentary debut has been co-produced and broadcasted by Cosmote TV, like you said. So it's the largest subscription. This is, again, you mentioned like Netflix in Greece. So this is not something small. That's a really, really big. And you know that, if you can tell us a little bit what fascinated you with this project, because, you know, you are young gentleman and, you know, talking about war, talking about great war, talking about documentary history and something like that. This is a lot of studying. This is something that people will be looking into if they're interested in this topic. And who knows, maybe young people, again, can relieve the times and find fascinated. So you, as a young gentleman who practically knew maybe not a lot about this time period, how did you get into the theme of the documentary?
Honestly, I wasn't really a fan of history. I used to hate it while studying in school. But subject really magnetized me when I first started researching around it. The documentary tells the stories of unknown air operations across Greece and the general European area during the First World War. And it's not just, you know, a historical documentary that just presents facts. It does present facts. It presents unknown facts to the general public about the air history during the First World War, the development of technology in the aircrafts and the general war machinery that were used during this time. But it also has a human side. It gives a human side to this story. analyzing various human stories. You know, we had a really, we met a really old man who was like the grandchild of a Greek soldier who used to fight on this war. And he told us a really touching story about how his grandfather met his grandmother during the war period. Essentially, his grandfather used to fly around a small island every morning. He used to fly airplanes, and he used to get the airplane and go off his mission and fly around the island to impress a girl, I guess. And that's how he met his future wife.
Is it the sweetest? Oh, I want somebody courting me this way. Oh, it's an airplane. He laughs. Oh, that must be my future wife saying hi to me. Is this the most romantic things ever? So that's beautiful because, you know, yeah, people are attached to any topic, really, that is sometimes not so interesting when the human life story is included. And I'm sure, obviously, you are so happy talking about this. And my mom lips are smiling too, because I can see the girl, and I see, you know, it was World War I. So my gosh, the dress is different, the place is different, airplanes different, loud, and you really could probably spot very easily if something was, you know, above your head, knowing that maybe this is the pilot that she's in love with. Beautiful. And was the movie in color or black and white?
You mean the documentary, the final? Yeah, it was in color. We also had some archive material. The strange thing about the First World War was that the technology was not at all advanced. Pilots were mainly flying on, let's say, pieces of wood, basically. I don't know how they did it. They were kind of, they were bold, they were fearsome. They didn't fear death at all. They went up on wooden planks, let's say. Flying was just discovered back then. And they went on with their missions just to defend their country and, I don't know, you know.
And you know, like you say, many years ago, beginning of flying, now we know the history proves what a human in 100 years can do, you know, further. So it's amazing. And then your next project, what is called Past in Color. So why the excitement and why the design really in your head to change something from what it was to what people maybe right now would like to see in different colors? Tell us about this project. That's a beautiful, very original, cool stuff.
So Past in Color is a mini documentary series. We essentially discovered some old photos from Greece and Europe in general. And we restored them. Most of them were damaged or, you know, torn. So we had to restore them and color them. We gave them life, essentially, colored them by hand again. And then using various contemporary animation techniques, we gave them a third dimension. So they gain life, let's say. Various elements are added to the composition. So let's say we have, let me think of an episode. The first episode, by example, is of two young girls dancing a traditional Greek dance. It's from an ancient theater. They're playing in theater somewhere in Greece. And it was on top of the theater. So we had to cut them out, essentially, from the picture, redesign the background, create a 3D environment around them, and then add pieces like trees or falling leaves, and then animate everything together to give life to the old photograph. Of course, we tell stories. Every episode is 2.5 to 3 minutes long. So we have a historical context. We tell a story. Every episode tells a story about the past world, let's say, from the history of the world. So yeah, these were 36 episodes. They're playing right now on Cosmote. And it was really great. It was kind of hard. You know, many pictures were not in any in any good shape to be broadcasted, let's say. So a lot of work had to be done on the restoration and coloring front. But it was really exciting for me.
So, so beautiful. And like you say, I cannot even imagine. I saw on a website, on your website, so people need to go and check this project out for themselves. So what is the best way to enter your world on the internet? Can you give us your website
so people can see? Yeah, you can go to productions.gullwing, gullwing.gr, and you'll see most of our video production work over there.
And you will see the pictures coming to life, you know, the movement, just very, very something modern and beautiful. So congratulate on the 38 episodes, you said?
36.
Hey, two in making, hopefully more, 38. The next project that you are working on with Cosmo TV is called Steel History. Okay, now we need to hear a little bit more about that project.
It's a project under development right now. It will be three hourly episodes. And it tells, it's quite similar to the first project, Wings of the Great War, but it has some differences. It talks about the First and Second World War, and it analyzes the technological development of war machines, let's say. It's not focused only on airplanes and the Air Force history, like the first documentary, but it's more generalized. It's a really exciting project. This one is a really exciting project as well, because we actually find tanks or airplanes that are still alive. There are some people in Greece that meticulously take care of war machines. They're passionate about that. They're collectors, let's say. Or there are various museums in Greece that do that. And we present its vehicle. We have a history to tell about its vehicle, how it was used, during what period. We also have a human component. We have interviews from people that, let's say, keep these war machines alive. And we also drive some of them.
That's cool. So yeah, you said we, it's not you and somebody else, it's somebody
who No. There are a lot of people involved, and I do not write the history. I only...
I can only imagine being a tank.
Thankfully not. No.
That's very interesting. It seems like... all boys and guys and older people will love to watch that. This is like heaven, you know, understanding what's inside, how was it before. Probably you don't compare with what is today, but still going back in time is always the most charming things. And you have three episodes, 1 hour episodes, three of them. That's a pretty, pretty big uptaking. So congratulations to you. So we have some questions because I lived for almost 30 years in America, obviously. I am originally from Poland. I am in entertainment business for all my life. My daughter, Natasha Miraja, she is also in a film industry, on a business side of this industry. So we are all intertwined in a way to live with design, to live with creativity, to live with the hopes and future and dreams, and just the dream is a big part of our lives. So you have already some experiences and you have your opinions about the design scene in Greece, maybe compared to another part of the world, is what makes Greece different. And also you have your hopes and you have your challenges and you have your own expectations. So, yeah, tell us, You probably observing the world, developing the world when it comes to designs and creativity in your business. Do you think Greece is a little different, has some different angle, or maybe not?
Yeah, I think I do. First of all, part of the equation is the, let's say, Greek temperament. Italians have that too. I can see a difference in the way people in the way Greek people design compared to, let's say, more northern people, like, I don't know, Germans or English people.
But you say temperament, that the inside temperament really brings more energy and maybe more colors, bright angles or dynamics or moodiness. What is, that's very interesting. Very interesting, because really, yes, people's characters are practically producing different type of creativity. That's for sure. So give me like a little bit more understanding. What do you mean by temperament? Greece temperament.
I don't know. I guess the Greek people are more loud, let's say. Okay. I've been abroad many times, and most of the time that I hear people screaming or talking loud, it's maybe Americans and then Greeks.
Oh, that's fun.
From a design perspective, I think the Greeks are more eager to experiment. They're not so afraid to experiment. While designing, things are more logical. You have to follow some rules. And I think the Mediterranean in general, let's say, and the Greeks are more eager to break the rules, let's say.
So you are like, okay, I have an idea and I'm not looking into somebody else's opinion about this. I will try to, and I will take a chance on. So you think the courage really it is, and the loudness, and the, in a way, the expressiveness of your nature, obviously you were born in Greece, has something to do with this, that you will go into unknown happily, and you, maybe you fail, maybe you'll not, but at least you try, you know?
Try.
So that's a big part of your creativity. And that's when is the next question, which is a beautiful, I think, question, which I asked you before we are speaking today. We had a chance to talk on the phone. And I love the question that came out of it. What is the process of designing, vice versa, the process of creating art? And I loved your answers when you gave it to me, but I think people will enjoy also your point of view. It's a very, very beautiful, because I think it's similar to designing or creating your life too. So it's not only about what you do. We can take this much, much further. Music the same way, you know, certain things you need to design how people want, and certain things you need to create how you want, and sometimes you need to do both. So can you tell us what is the process of designing and vice versa, the process of creating art?
Essentially, designing is problem solving, while art for me is expression. I mean, when you're designing, let's say you're designing a product, you're designing it with the intention of selling it. Yes. Art, so you have to follow certain rules, appeal to certain people, use certain colors or certain fonts, certain packages.
And you need to listen to your client, who has probably vision, which sometimes is a wrong vision, and probably you need to make them see this, or you don't, because you will lose the client when it comes to livelihood of agency. You still need to really think, you need to make money, you need to really deliver what they want, so you do not have really too much freedom, yes?
That's true. It depends on the client. That's one of my, you asked me about Greece, what's the difference in Greece before. That's one of my, let's say, struggles, that, yeah, some clients are interested in hearing your feedback and hearing your point of view, the point of view of a professional who's working on that, who has been working on that for many years. And some other clients are more... stubborn, let's say. They have a clear vision in their mind. They don't care about anything else. They want what they're thinking delivered. In that way, yeah, design is more logical, let's say, while art is more emotional.
So do you like which part more, or is okay to just like both?
It's okay to just like, it's like a balance for me. You need both to succeed. You need, while they can be different, design and designing and art, creating art, they share certain core values, let's say. Both have a component of expression. While you're designing, you have to pour your soul into your design. You can't just, you know, follow rules and use certain colors that you've seen somewhere else. And also in art, while it's 99% expression, you have to follow some rules as well. You have to, it depends on what you're thinking at that moment. I think that designing is, every choice has a certain function. You have to solve a particular problem, so you have to use certain components, let's say, or certain elements in order to solve that problem. Art is more, for me at least, is expression, is it's basically therapy. It's free therapy for me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, beautiful, because when you hire agency or production company like yours, you are also hiring an artist. So I think your future clients, the past clients, they must understand that a big part of who you are and your agency is the creativity is a big part of it. And also you are young, also you are very well educated, also you are living in today and tomorrow worlds, which lots of clients are loving to live in the past. So somebody really needs this young creators and designers give the right to speak out their truth and just create something what they think that today's world and tomorrow's world will appreciate. So if you can tell me, what do you think is the importance of hiring young creators and maybe even collaboration with different countries together or different friends that you have probably all around the world. So, could you tell me about problems of young creators or maybe the strength?
I believe in young creators. While producing the three aforementioned documentaries, I consciously decided to hire young creators. I wanted young visions. I wanted to produce a product, let's say, that had a young, a fresh aesthetic. Young people had worked on it and created something unique and exceptional, let's say, something with a fresh outlook, with a new outlook on life. I think that nowadays with social media and the development of the internet, insanely talented people are around us. In the past, we used to think that talented people only had a chance in, big companies or in Hollywood, in big systems. Nowadays, many people, designers, artists, singers, songwriters, are so talented and they have a chance to be seen and to be heard. And I believe in that chance. I try to do everything that I can to allow these people to be seen and heard. I don't know about the hardships of being a young creator. I think that one of the big hardships being a young creator in the age of social media is
there is so many of them, and it seems like everybody is calling themselves young creative.
Yeah, people. Yeah.
You're exactly. Saying with music is just overwhelming. So the find something special is very, very hard. And somebody has a much stronger power in marketing, and they will push themselves in a really rough way. And sometimes, companies that are more gentle in approach, they're just working hard, they do the great things, but they are not so loud. Is harder to find them. So I really think in the situation, people need to, if they want to hire somebody, they really need to deeply look and just separate the loud screamers from really somebody who is unusual and wonderful and perfect for the job. Just a little bit harder. It's harder to find the very special art because there's so much of it everywhere, you know, right now. And but you have lots of happy, very happy clients. So let's talk about maybe a few of them and your successful projects that you had.
Some of our clients include the Cosmote. We produced three documentaries for them. A few years back, we also designed some promotional material for Nintendo Greece. They were launching a console. We also have a big client called Smart Foods. He produces popcorn. He's the largest popcorn producer in Greece. So we recently rebranded his packaging.
And we're also museums, and I know that you are doing you are working with artists also. You design some stuff for them when it comes to promotional pieces, some cultural events. So you were creating stuff. Really, again, let's send people to your website one more time. Could you give us a slowly first? Can you pronunciate the name of your company one more time, and then give us the name or place that we can find you easily?
It's the company is called Gullwing. It's Gullwing. And you can visit the website at productions.gullwing.gr.
Wonderful. So the first letter is a G.
Gullwing. I know it's kind of weird.
Yes, wonderful. And again, everybody who is listening or watching our show, please go to latalkradio.com. Check Accent On. We have archives. We will have the links there too. Or go to Facebook and Instagram under Ilona Europa, which our interview will be there forever with lots of different guests included too. And information on Facebook will be promoted there too, Accent On Radio TV. I will have a little bit more information there about you and how to get to you. So let's talk a little bit, maybe in short version, about work again that you do and how do you do. And inclusive, I would love to really talk about your personal artwork, because when I say personal, I see Peter. I see years of me knowing Peter via Facebook mostly, not knowing you face-to-face like today, just seeing your growth. And I found you sometimes, and as I live through your life, through your eyes, very moody, very dark, and like, I'm scared. What's happening? What is he? You know, in some bad part of the life. Then I saw this beautiful, colorful, beautiful, another art that comes out from you. Then I see you working with some musicians. Then I see you again, dark, you know, and modern, a splash of color. And then moody, very moody. So who is Peter? Is this when things are dark in your life, you are going into the dark ways of creating your personal art? Or is it just because you woke up one day and you felt, it's raining, so let's be a little darker today? And behind you, I'm sure hopefully is your art too. In a way, you like to be surrounded sometimes in black and white and the moodiness of you. So tell us, are you the happy one? Are you the sad one, or are you the aggressive one when it comes to personal art, or it just depends from your mood?
It just depends on my mood, I guess. Yeah, my main inspiration while creating art is mainly music, and I love me some dark music. I don't know, it depends on the mood mainly. I think of my artwork as an expression of how I'm feeling at the time. I don't know, I find something really attractive about darker tones and glitz art, and you know, like it's like trying to I don't know how to say it. It's like trying to paint a nightmare or something. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking most of the time.
That's a beautiful way of description. You are right, you know, because the mood or the anger or sadness or just drama that you create in your own head need to have a visuals. That's what art is supposed to do. When it comes to film, in a way, you see the visuals, but when you have still and you need to put all of that in a painting or in the picture or in the graphics, as something need to a movement, and all of that need to be somehow shown. So yeah, I'm sending people to your website, and probably on a Facebook, we can check you out too, on Instagram. Under your name, personal name?
Yeah, it's under my name.
So your personal name again, can you tell us?
Peter Kazdaglis. People are never going to find me with that surname. It's Peter Kazdaglis. That's never going to happen.
No, it will happen. Except when you say D, it means G. So the G is a little bit different, stronger pronunciation. And I will be having all the information on Facebook for us too. So people will find you. People need to find, because we have a really cool interview. And people who see us, they will see, because we'll, of course, are adding your art into our Zoom video interview. So it's very, very cool that we can share this with people, because this is your personal. That's really, really who you are, you know, through the years. So it's wonderful. So let's talk about 2D scanner. Projects.
It's a recent project that we completed last year. It's essentially a little device that allows measurements to be taken by construction professionals, architects and engineers. It was a really fun prototype the client gave us. We tested the device, actually. It was all created by, I think, a team of two people. They were entrepreneurs as well. They created a new company. They created this device. It's essentially a laser ruler, let's say, a laser measurer. It allows for quick measurements to be taken in space without needing expensive equipment. It was a really fun project. They wanted the fresh, technologically inspired, let's say, identity for their company. It was a really fun project. I really enjoyed working with them. It was a really great team as well.
That's, you know, but we are talking about so many different angles of your production company, agency. So it's like house for so many creative and, you know, designing ideas. The people who are watching us and listening to us, they need to understand they have home for so many different projects that they can just work with you on. So it's really, really exciting. Some people specialize only in photos, only in the design of certain things, only, but you really, under one roof, you have so many different corners of your business. So yeah, very creative, just beautiful. I will never pronunciate this word, but you need to tell me how this sounds in Greek, because we are talking about docudrama series that you did branding work for. So it's Ypsilantis.
Ypsilantis.
Again.
Ypsilantis.
I can say it. Ypsilantis. What is Ypsilantis?
The series is called Alexandros and Dimitrios Ypsilantis, the pioneers of the revolution. There are two very important Greek historical figures. The production was completed by Honeybee Productions. It's a production company in Greece. And we mainly worked on the visual side, creating their brand for the series. It's a 5-episode docudrama series. And it tells the story of the Greek Revolution of 1821. We created the brand, the logotype, the animations used in the series, the lower thirds, the title cards. It was a really interesting experience as well. Our expertise, as I said, as a company is mainly history and documentaries. So working with another company and another team of people was really exciting and gave me more insight in how a docudrama series is developed and broadcasted development created in general. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, again, very unusual, different angle, different project that you were working in the past. So the last maybe free question would be, can a hobby be something that you add to your profession? And we are going back into beginning of our meeting. We met because of my music. And I didn't know you then. I know you love later. You love to play video games, and we and some of my songs are in these games. So electronica, and happened that most of the little dark but also danceable. So you had some classical training when it comes to playing instruments. I probably guess it was piano. And I know how much you love musicians. I know how much you care about music. I know that you are working with a few musicians creating their art for their CDs or logos or just art. So now you are thinking, what about me? I have something to say as a musician. And because you really think you are like perfectionist, you really need to everything have figure out. You don't maybe like the, I'm not the perfect in something. Now music, and you allowed yourself to think that this is a time to really give yourself time to develop something that is in you and is your passion for so many years, and that become also part of your life, and maybe will lead from the hobby into something more professional. Can you tell us about this part of life and hobby or just love for music?
So, yeah, my first hobby was designing, and I made that my profession. I consider myself really lucky for that that one. And my second hobby was music. From a young age, as you said, I had some classical training for seven or eight years playing the piano. It's something that has always been on my mind. I always wanted to experiment with music, with songwriting and production, but I was always afraid to. I was thinking that, I don't know, the learning curve is quite steep. Learning how to write your own music or produce it in a program is hard. I guess it's super hard now.
Some instrumentalists will say it's very easy. Song mostly have four chords. The simple songs, and some of them are the biggest hits in the world. Beatles are just the most beautiful and purest when it comes to creating simplicity, when it comes to songs and whole world loving. So maybe you have, again, overthinking. Maybe you just need to start from the four chords and see what's happening. I know you are much further than it, but I'm saying, I think you're already behind this problem. You're supposed to think like, I think I can do it. 8 years of playing piano and having constant contact with music through all of these years already gave you taste in music. And I know that when it comes to your engineering type of work, you probably have no problem to understand how to work computer and create all of electronica will give you with pleasure. And just say, create, create, create. And then contact your artist who they love you for lots of different reasons and say, would you like, could you? Or maybe you can sing. I don't know if you have in you. Why not?
I haven't tried yet. I haven't tried singing. I'm afraid of doing that. But yeah, I could try
of
that.
Of course you need to. Because when you are sending a demo to singer, you will need to probably present this demo. So stop thinking. Or you can always say, Ilona, you know, I know you are coaching for many, many years, so many young artists. Could you help me to do my first demo? I will be working on that. And who knows what will happen? Life is beautiful and very easy. You help so many people on the way. So in this process, I think a lot of musicians will love to help you. So did you already produce something?
I have experimented. I have made some beats, but no, it's not a finished production or something. I'm still in the process of learning, and thanks to YouTube for that. There are thousands of tutorials explaining how to do stuff. So yeah, I have picked up a new hobby, and I'm really excited for that one.
So promise, when you create your first song, You will send it to Accent On, because I am the lucky one. A lot of artists come to me with the premiere of the singles. They somehow think that is the cutest way of promoting and they love it. So over the year, I think I wrote tiny lucks to few really cool artists. So bring it to us and I promise I will be playing. And we'll talk a little bit more about what you are doing between now and maybe 2 months from now or three. I'll give you 15 minutes again. I will play your song. Why not? To give you a little, like, you know, client punch. You need to deliver something sooner than later, okay? When it comes to music. You will do it?
I promise. Yes. Thank you.
Outside to end beautifully our sweet interview, when it comes to relaxing, what are you doing? Because the creative way of life is not easy life. It practically, you cannot say goodbye, good night to creativity. It's in you all the time and buzzing, but you cannot say goodbye, but you need to rest eventually your mind and brain. Is there something else that you do to just calm yourself down until you have a wonderful cheese and wine only in your hand and that's your way, or watching sports, or is something else that you love to do to just
I love long walks by the beach. I have wonderful friends that I really love, and I love spending time with them. I also recently adopted a little cat.
Oh my God, so, where is the kitty? Why we don't come on, kitty? He's far away. Hi, beautiful kitty. Oh, hi. Hi, kitty. Oh, she's like tiger little bit, has these little colors, two colors. Hi, what is her name?
It's Phoebe.
Okay, that's your name of your first song, it's Phoebe. And some people will think it's a lot of about first love to the woman. And no, it's just Phoebe. And we have love towards you, beautiful Phoebe.
Great idea. Thanks for the idea.
Okay, so hi, Phoebe, and say hi to your beautiful mama, you know, who, like I mentioned, and say hi to your two brothers. I don't know them, but we talk about them a few times. I am, like I say, the proudest friend and the biggest fan of yours right now, and hopefully will bring you a lot of business or awareness. And send us one more time to your website.
It's productions.com. GullWing.gr.
Beautiful. And I will say for today, I think maybe I will have 1 minute to add some song of mine, because that's how we met, through my song. And I just say, I want to hug you, virtual hug, and I cannot wait to see you with Natasha.
In Greece. I promise to come to London.
I'll come to London and we'll create some great music videos, and we'll maybe help you with your music too. Okay?
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for inviting me.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.